Hello, Abel Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I want to welcome you to this audio being made from my office in my house in Plano, Texas. In 2004, I was living in Fairview, Texas, about 14 miles north of where I'm located now. I'd been living there 27 years on an acre and a quarter on a corner lot. And God said, move to Plano and live. So this house that I'm living in was located, and I moved into it on the 8th day of December, 2004. Much affliction and persecution awaited me in Plano, and I was rather surprised. The people that were participated in the persecution and the affliction. But I moved here, lived alone in this house on December 8, 2004, as I just stated. I was been in Plano since August 1980, speaking to the people of Plano and putting together Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas. But in 2004, I was living here, and there was very little furniture in the house. I'd given my property, house, and all my furniture away before I left Fairview, Texas. But now we move on to January 2005, and I was believing God, ministering to Water of Life people all over the world, amen, doing the will of God. And sometime late in 2005, God instructed me to go to a furniture store in Dallas and buy a couch. I went that day, drove there, and found a couch. And one was style and red. And I purchased it and had it sent to my home. I placed it in that second story room. There was nothing in that room except folding chairs and that couch. Jacqueline and Donnie Cawthorn were helping me decorate and furnish this home. Jacqueline and Donnie are still with me today. I recall Jacqueline say to me, well, you made it difficult for me to decorate this room. I said, you will find a way, Jacqueline. And she did. She came up with beautiful window coverings, and then we went from there. We now had a couch and window coverings. And she and Donnie moved forward along with me, and we filled this room with furniture. It's a beautiful room, second floor, and not a whole lot of furniture in it. But it's where I've prayed for years, since certainly 2005. I'd suffered and was suffering in 2005 much persecution and affliction. But I would pray, after I got the new couch, I would pray. I'd sit on it and pray. I recall two specific nights I had to get out of my bed and go sit on that couch and pray. It was so overwhelming. I mean, the power of darkness was so wicked against me. I had never experienced that kind of attack that until that day. It was beyond what I knew could happen. I was even afraid in my praying. I did not know what I was praying about, not at all. But sometime, sometime in early 06 or maybe late, no, early 06, I know. No, it wasn't early 06. It was October 06. I was seated on that couch praying, and it was powerful against me. Resistance was terrible, hard to believe, but God had let the devil do unto me. But I would pray, and I kept praying. And in the latter part, in October 06, I was seated on that couch 2 to 3 in the morning, and I did not have the walls with any pictures on them. And as I was praying, looking to the south, with the wall to my left or the east, God said to me, I want you to put longhorns on this wall. I thought, longhorns? I was a veterinarian and predominantly treating of horses, and I knew about longhorn cattle. I knew some clients that had some longhorn cattle, but I was not expecting to put them in my house. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll put them on this wall. And the next day, I went to the headquarters of Water Light, and I said to Candace, my granddaughter, here's what God told me. And she started looking on the internet, and she went straight to a painter, an artist, pardon me. I wouldn't want to call a painter. I met him, very nice guy, an artist from Fort Worth, Roger Eicher. And there he had a painting, a copy of a painting called The Strays. I said, Candace, that's it. That's one that goes on my wall behind my red couch. So that day after that, I believe it was, we found that painting, a copy of that painting, a print of that painting at a place out at Southport. They had brought it there to demonstrate or to put it on display. I went out there and bought it to this house and put it up. Amen. I continued to pray. Not too many days after that, the Lord showed me to get another painting by Roger Eicher. And it's, I think it's called Going Home to Texas. It has a big steer leading the return horses and so forth. And I ordered it, Roger Eicher delivered it to me in person. And they hang in that room now. The Move On, I have an entertainment center there, and the only entertainment you get in that room is me. There's a television there, and I do have Roku live stream available in it. But my praying is all that you're going to be entertained by very much. Thank God. So, in the past 5 days, I was praying, had been praying in that room, and the heavens were open. And I could see things in the heavenlies that I'd never seen. And there is a posting on the internet that talks of this. But as I was praying, I saw in the heavenlies, I saw mansions, streets of gold, and so forth opened up. And God unto me. And God was talking about me seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul spoke of it. Since that time, in the past 5 days, I've prayed diligently, pressing forward in that room, in that second story room. I call it the prayer room because I prayed there since 2005. I prayed, overcome a lot of wickedness, a lot of unbelief, a lot of spirits that oppose me. But I keep praying and overcoming. This afternoon, I was praying there sometime past 2 p.m., and the heavens were open, and I began to see things that I'd never seen in prayer. God had opened up the heavens to me, and I started seeing things that I'd not seen. I still saw the mansions and the streets of gold. But this afternoon, as I was praying, I saw the heavens open, and I saw a building, triangular in shape, sitting on a plot of what God knows, I don't, that was somewhat heart-shaped. And around that heart-shaped plot were streets of gold, completely around it. It went around it and came together at the bottom. At the bottom, there was a street descending on to the bottom, toward the bottom. At the top, I saw streets of gold coming down to that plot with that building on it. Saw two streets there of gold. And I prayed, and as I prayed, I was seeing the heavens open to me. And I saw this plot of whatever. I want to say ground, but I doubt if it is. Amen. Amen. And then on that plot was a building. It had that it was triangular in shape. And the top was straight across. I guess you would say the base of a triangle. And then it went down and became a point. And at that point was the triangle completed. I used to know something about geometry, but I've forgotten a few things. I'm not going to get into that right now. Anyway, as I continued to pray, I saw on top of this building, of this structure, let's call it a structure, three pieces to the roof, one to the left, one to the right, and one just in front of me. I was facing it. Amen. Not the point, but facing the wall of it, or the top of it. And it looked as though that the roof structures were really pointed, really steep. My guess, they were 10 to 12 or 11 to 12. I know a little bit about building. These roof structures looked like slate, covered with slate. It was a beautiful, beautiful scene of a building. I said to myself, could this be a castle? I don't know. But the more I prayed, then God began to show me more. I saw roads go up and then go out of sight. I saw roads go to the right and to the left and go out of sight. Streets of gold. I said, are these hills and mountains that I am seeing with my own eyes? Then the scene moved on. God is opening things up to me. And I saw other structures, but they were further away from me. And I couldn't tell they were so distinct as the one I just described. Then I saw something that was so amazing. I saw a structure that had a beautiful, beautiful, odd-shaped, almost dish-shaped, white roof. And later I said, my God, is that a pearl roof on that structure? A pearl roof. Friends, I am a bit odd. As I moved on, I saw the hills or the mountains of Mount Zion. And the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. I said, Lord, what have you done to this man to show me all of this? This is most certainly what is described in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Kathy D. is going to read the description of part description, and I saw part in part this afternoon in prayer in my prayer room. Kathy D.
All right, it's verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Would you read that again?
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
My friends, I know that God has showed me the heavenly Jerusalem and Mount Zion, the city of the living God. There, all of our saints, our friends in Christ, live. There they live. I am not a very emotional person. I'm not easily awed. But as I sat and considered, I thought, my God, my relatives are there. My father and my mother and my grandparents and my sister and my brother-in-law and my first wife and my son-in-law, Terry Mine, they're there. I was not any more emotional than I am now. But I thought, Lord, who am I that you would show me this? What grace you have extended to Doyle Davidson, your servant. I will tell you, folks, I have been to Jerusalem 3 times. But I don't need to go back there. I can pray and see the one above, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm watching daily, praying for the heavens to open up and for others to join me in seeing this great sight given to us in a vision by Jehovah our Father. I think I've said enough, folks. I love you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in Plano, Texas. God bless you, and good night. See you next time.